Back in the day, you and I in school, somebody, every year somebody fell off the monkey bars. Do they still have monkey bars? Someone would, usually it was Steve Disher in our class. Steve Disher broke his arm probably three times during in school from elementary up through junior high. But the school and mom came and picked him up and off they went. I don't think there was ever an ambulance. But there was always somebody getting hurt. What about sickness? What about illness? The old idea of the school nurse is pretty much gone now. And there's a new program. This is kind of exciting. University of Michigan Health Sparrow partnering up with Grand Ledge Public Schools and the Eden Regional Educational Services Agency, and a unique school-based clinic has opened at Grand Ledge High School. Joining us now is our old friend Dr. Bill Barnes. Talk about this, superintendent over to Grand Ledge. How you, Doc? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well this morning, Mike. How are you today?
I think I'm going to be okay. All right, Bill. This is different than the old school nurse, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So we do have a couple of school nurses in Grand Ledge too. So I want to make sure to
Oh,
put a
okay.
plug
Well,
in
we
for
want to
them.
salute them.
Yeah, absolutely. They help manage health plans and are a first line of support for staff and students. But the Grand Ledge Public Schools Health Center, it takes that one step further. So as you mentioned, through a grant from MDHHS in partnership with Eaton RISA, as well as University of Michigan Health Sparrow, we've been able to open a school-based health center in Grand Ledge High School. And so we have full-time medical staff that are there in the health center to not only support students with physical health needs, but also with mental health needs.
Why was this needed?
So in Eaton County, we know that that there's not enough healthcare service for all the people that need it, particularly mental health care service. And as we've talked with students, we've talked with staff, we've talked with families over the last couple of years, particularly coming out of the pandemic, the needs for mental health supports have increased pretty significantly. We hear that from all those stakeholder groups. And so by being able to provide mental health supports like this in the schools, on top of our counselors, on top of our facility dogs, on top of the social workers that we have in school, it just gives another layer of support for students from a mental health perspective. And then from a physical health perspective, it can help keep kids in school, because rather than having to, you know, take a half day off to go to a doctor's appointment, students can now walk down the hall, see a medical professional, and then head back to class if they're able.
Now, mom and dad involved in this? Do they have to come to the school, to the clinic?
So there are Michigan laws that require parental consent for the vast majority of services that are received by kids under the age of 18. So we have a robust consent process that we followed through not only our recommendations from MDHHS, but then also from the University of Michigan Health Sparrow. And then also we have a community advisory committee that gave input as well, that was made up of parents and other community members that helped put together that process. So we have a process that's required for families to provide consent for any services that's legally required in the state of Michigan, just like your regular doctor's office.
Okay. This would probably streamline the whole, like if you're going to play sports, whether you get injured in sports, but also I know we used to have to always try and schedule to get a physical for whatever sport we were playing. This would probably streamline that, I would think.
Absolutely. The sports physicals are one of the services that the clinic can provide. During the fall, when families are trying to get in to see their doctor to get physicals, it's often difficult because everybody's trying to do that. So this gives another place for families to get their sports physicals. It gives another place for families to get immunizations if they choose. It gives another place for families just to have an extra layer of health support in addition to their primary care physician.
Well, then there you go. In addition to their primary care physician, are there steps they have to take to kind of have those two work together, their primary care and then the Grand Ledge school care? I guess is there no wall there? Do they talk to each other pretty freely, I suppose?
So again, the same rules apply as with any doctor's office in terms of the ability to communicate and patient privacy. But one of the benefits of working with a huge organization like University of Michigan Health Sparrow is that many of the local practitioners either already have systems set up to communicate with Sparrow or are part of the Sparrow network. So this is a huge benefit to our families because we have such a strong healthcare partner in the school, again, through University of Michigan Health Sparrow.
Yeah. You mentioned before, we're talking with Dr. Bill Barnes, superintendent out to Grand Ledge, this new health clinic in the high schools. You mentioned early on, quite extensively, mental health. What kind of services are there? I mean, there's counseling, but you already have counselors.
Sure. We do have counselors. And as I mentioned, we have facility dogs in all of our schools, which is another layer of mental health support. We have social workers in our schools as well to provide layers of support. But the health center actually has clinical mental health supports. So students can set up appointments or they can come in on an emergency basis to receive those mental health supports from a practitioner, just like you would in an office or in a doctor's office off site. So it's another layer of very targeted mental health support, which again, we heard from families and from students and from staff. That's a real need in not only our community, but communities across the state and the country.
Hmm. This is interesting. So how many of these sorts of programs exist, do you know, nationwide or even statewide?
So statewide, there are about 130 across the state, and they have varying models with how that works. Some are in the schools, some are located in the communities near school, some are run by local health departments, some are run by other providers. Even in this area, I know that Lansing Public Schools has a couple of clinics, and I know that there's some other local districts that are looking at bringing them on board as well. But MDHHS runs the grant program that allows it to happen. So one of the huge benefits is because it's run through a grant with MDHHS, that a family's insurance status isn't a barrier to care. So if a family doesn't have insurance or utilizes Medicaid, those students can still be seen in our health center or if they have private insurance. And so that, again, the partnership with MDHHS and the grant program allows that to happen. But like I said, we're one of about 130 across the state.
Dr. Bill Barnes there. Oh, here's a question for you, because I remember we had a couple of times when I was in high school. One kid, as it turns out, had seizures that started up. Nobody knew it going in. And she had this one seizure, and they had to call, mom and dad, called the ambulance. It was a strange situation. Is that something where you've got the medical facility right there? People come running down the hallway with a gurney or something? I mean, I'm that's just a scenario, but are there other scenarios like that?
Sure. So right now, if we have students that have specific health needs, whether that be seizures or allergies or other needs, we have medical plans that are already in place. I mentioned early on our school nurses, that's one of their primary duties in the district, is to coordinate those health teams. So we have trained health teams in each building, and we have students who have health plans that are administered by those health teams. So the health center wouldn't necessarily be involved in that, because we already have an infrastructure and people and a plan to work with those situations. But if there was a student that needed some support after one of those events, or that needed some other sort of support, certainly the health center would be there and be available. And the health center staff being on site does also give additional medical professionals on site if there is an emergency in the schools. We're fortunate. We have a really great relationship and partnership with our local fire department and EMTs as well, and local law enforcement and first responders. And so when we do have emergencies, we have very quick response times from the medical professionals that are outside of our district. But having the health center inside the district does give another set of medical professionals that would be able to support students as needed within the school.
I guess. How many people on staff?
So there are three full-time staff members in the health center. There's the medical practitioner, the medical assistant, and then our mental health and behavioral health provider.
All right, Dr. Bill Barnes, superintendent out to Grand Ledge. This is. I think we're going to see this more and more across the country. New health.
Absolutely. We know that kids have health needs, and we know that school districts need to support kids so they can learn. And so it's a great partnership with Eaton Risa and University of Michigan Sparrow Health, Michigan State University K-12 Outreach, helped with project management. It's been a huge undertaking, but we're very proud that we're able to offer it to our family.
Dr. Bill Barnes, it's always fun having you on, and we'll chat again soon. Thanks a lot.
All right. Yep, thanks, Mike. Right. Have a good day.
You too. 1320 WILS.